You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, wrapping up our second hour this evening. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS, and of course streaming live on 1320WILS.com. We're heading out to Okemos right now. We're going to go out on the phone to Brian Jones with Playmakers in Okemos. How are you this evening, Brian?
Oh, real good, Cheryl. How about yourself?
I'm very well. Thank you so much. Wanted to talk to you about a few different things. The first of which is Playmakers has just won Running Store of the Year. I mean, you have to like the sound of that.
You know, it was a real honor for us. This took place in November, and we go to a big conference every year, and it's called the Running Event, and it takes place in Austin. And this is the fifth year that they recognized a store as the top store in the country. And every year they recognize the top 50 stores. And since the beginning, we've been one of the top 50, but we were, you know, real, real fortunate to be recognized this year as the top store in the country.
And you know, you folks are kind of humble about these kinds of awards and things. You like giving awards and recognitions to other people. But, you know, what from the group, the competitor group, is that correct?
Yeah, the competitor group owns a number of publications, and then they also put on events. They put on all the real fun marathons and half marathons throughout the country, the rock and roll events that take place in San Diego and Arizona and Seattle and Chicago. And they also do like the country music, rock and roll marathon and half marathon. And then they're also involved in the triathlon community as well.
Okay, and there, you were picked from among hundreds of stores, so I'll brag for you because I know that you're not real big on doing that. So I mean, it's quite a prestigious event and acknowledgement of what you're doing right. So I will acknowledge that for you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, what they actually did was they narrowed it down to 100 stores, and then they hired a group to go out and mystery shop those 100 stores, and then there was like 100-point test essentially that they came back with, and then they combined that with community service rankings and feedback from key vendors, and the vendors rated the stores on their brand building ability and credit worthiness as well as their partnership as a vendor. And that's one thing that we've been real fortunate with, is to work with a large number of great individuals in this community on events like the Race for the Cure and the Race for the Place and the Dinosaur Dash and Capital City River Run. And we've got our Community Partners in Health initiative that gets underway here in early February, and some great vendor partnerships as well. So it's really a reflection of the entire community and certainly our staff as well. We've got a number of people that have been with us over 10 years, probably 15 employees that have been on board for over 10 years.
Well, it's an amazing operation that you have going, and you kind of went over some really big name events that you've been associated with over many years, and I hope that you understand your role in this community and the events that you help with that give so much to the community, and boy, that has to mean a lot to you.
Well, it really does, and you know, sometimes you pinch yourself, and it's like, gosh, is this really what I do for work? Because it's a lot of fun, and you know, we're associated with such strong people and such positive people that are doing so many good things. It's really hard for us to say no when someone walks through that door and wants us to help them, whether it's putting on an event for the first time or you know, building on an existing event and trying to make it better. And that's the real key. It's we don't put a lot of the events on ourselves, but we partner and just try to make them better and try to make them bigger and more impactful for the community as a whole.
And of course, you're as we are aware, an award-winning footwear and apparel store, which you know helps people, you know, your customers in the community, you know, increase basically increase the fitness level. But it's much more than just selling the equipment for you. I mean, I have been in there before. It's about educating folks on what they need for you know, whatever sport that it is they're involved with.
You know, you're absolutely right, Cheryl, and it's so much more than just the transaction of selling merchandise. And that's what's made our current location, we're going into 9 years in the Okemos location, just wonderful, is the ability to host events at the store, whether it's bringing in speakers or our weekly injury clinics. We're now doing good form running clinics on Thursday nights, and as the weather improves, we'll probably do those on Tuesday and Thursday nights. And the clinics that we do, we always try to do these without charge and just to bring people in. And again, it is that educational aspect of it, and our training programs as well. We just kicked off for the New Year's here two different programs, and collectively we have over 500 participants in those programs. And everyone's goals are different, but we can be there to support them and guide them and also surround them with like people so that there is that camaraderie and teamwork.
Well, what I enjoy seeing also is all the different races and events that you're involved with and sponsor, of course. I mean, you folks have been putting your money where your mouth is for an awfully long time now. You just don't talk about it. You're sponsoring them and organizing them. It's all age ranges. I just heard recently about a running group for those, you know, 50 plus. And then you've got high school, middle school, and all included in Kids Mile as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the one you're referencing, we launched one in October last year, and we called it our Women's Couch to 5K program. And we had almost 400 women in this program, and it culminated with them participating out in Delta Township at the library, the new library, and we worked with Cherry on that. And they completed their first 5K, and for some reason, we just struck something magical there. Women that were 50 plus and this couch to 5K. And there's so many people that I think they feel intimidated and they feel, well, I can't do that, or, you know, that's not for me. And some great stories there too with Title IX. A lot of women that didn't have opportunities to participate in sports when they were younger and they got into this walking, and some of them turned into runners. And one of our mottos is any distance, any pace, and we don't discriminate whether you're walking or running, and whether it's, you know, you're just trying to do a half mile or I guess we've got people doing ultra runs up to 100 miles. We want to be there for you and help you and guide you.
Okay. Well, Brian, why don't you give folks a place to take a look at the store? I'm looking at your website online right now and where they can check in and see about events.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. So just playmakers.com, and we are located, if you haven't been to the store, the historical site of the old Schmidt's grocery store. And in the 10 years prior to us being in the store, it was a Barnes & Noble bookstore. And there is something, and it's a little early, we're still trying to formulate it, but to celebrate this and also to celebrate what will be our 30th year of business in Okemos, the last week of February, we're going to do a customer appreciation week. And we're still formulating that event, but there'll be a charity component to it, an educational component to it, and as well as an experience component and some, you know, fun in-store games and contests and tie-ins with vendors and gift with purchases and certainly probably some merchandising savings.
Very good. Well, we will check back on you with that time. And again, congratulations on running Store of the Year at Playmakers in Okemos.
Thanks a lot, Cheryl. Sure appreciate your support.
Thank you so much. We'll talk with you again soon. Brian Jones with Playmakers in Okemos will be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.